Welcome to Remember Me by Intervivos, the show about living life to its fullest, leaving a legacy, and deciding how you will be remembered. And now, your humble team of expert planners, taking the legal world by storm.
Hey, welcome back to Remember Me. Welcome to Remember Me. This is the show where we talk about planning your legacy and your future and talking about leaving a legacy of how you'll be remembered. I'm here in the studio with Mike Black, and today we have a special guest from a company called Legacy Shield that's really disrupting the financial tech industry by bringing options to the table for legacy planning. So last week we talked about, what does it take to really leave a legacy of values and not just money and stuff? And we mentioned that we were going to have some solutions today. So today we're going to talk about Legacy Shield and some of the options that are kind of brought to the table through them for people to be able to leave a legacy for their family when something happens to them. So Michael Babikian is the CEO and co-founder of Legacy Shield. Michael, good to have you on the show. Can you hear us?
I can. Glenn and Mike, thank you very much for having me on. Really excited to be here, and obviously a subject matter that's near and dear to my heart. So thank you again.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. And, you know, one of the things that we've talked over the years as we've kind of worked together is how often it is that people, you know, something happens to a family member or a close relative or, you know, a loved one, and they don't know that there were assets left to them or that there was even something in their estate. And then, you know, sometimes this property goes unclaimed. And I know that your background is in the financial services industry. Tell us, how did this idea for Legacy Shield come up in the first place?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, Glenn. So as far as assets that end up getting lost on a day in, day out basis, that is increasing. So there is a significant amount of assets. Last number that was reported was something in the $59 billion in assets in the U.S. alone, and that is just what is known. So that number is accelerating as more and more of our assets and our accounts are digital in nature, meaning we don't get paper statements. They're all behind some kind of credentialed account behind lock and key. And our lives are becoming more complex. Many more of those assets end up getting lost. Getting back to your question, Glenn, as far as where we started this, my co-founder and I, Dan Pearson, is the co-founder of Legacy Shield, and he even started a precursor organization to Legacy Shield. This idea came about, we've known each other for quite some time in the financial services industry, decades. We both grew up in the financial services industry, and we saw assets getting lost over and over again. And we wanted to do something about it. There really weren't any great solutions that were offered out in the marketplace. So at the beginning of 2015, I left the position that I was in. He had sold a organization that he had started. So he had a successful exit of an organization that he had started. We both came together to provide an enterprise-grade solution that had a lot of security and privacy for the consumer that was using it. But ultimately, we wanted to make sure that assets were not getting lost. And when we talk about assets, we mean both the bookend of values and valuables, all of that together, so that none of that ends up getting lost.
Yeah. So your background is largely in the insurance industry. And, you know, you mentioned exiting, finalizing your role as a corporate executive with a large insurance company. A lot of times when people have life insurance, I think this is kind of where the concept came from, right? Was that the family doesn't know that that insurance even exists. And so the original concept of Legacy Shield, that what turned into Legacy Shield was a directory to find life insurance and whether, you know, somebody died, they had life insurance out there somewhere. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Glenn. So the way the insurance industry works, and this isn't insidious at all. In fact, life insurance companies want to pay out rightful claims. But the way much of the industry is structured and products are priced for is that an individual, a beneficiary that's going to receive a death benefit from a policy, typically needs to contact the right insurance company and let them know about some policy details, like a policy number and the like, and have a death certificate of the decedent. And without knowing which insurance company or without knowing the existence of a policy, it's very difficult for a beneficiary to do that. There are about 1,000 insurance companies in the United States, and not having that level of detail, a lot of times insurance policies end up getting lost. And again, as more and more of our assets become digital, as you receive a policy to an email account that may or may not exist in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or 40 years, decades from now, when the individual purchasing the policy, when the insured passes away, if there isn't a mechanism to make sure that that policy information goes to the beneficiaries, then that policy is susceptible to getting lost. The benefits to that policy is susceptible to getting lost, and all of the planning that we've done is for naught. So we want to make sure that none of those policies, that not one policy ends up getting lost from that perspective.
So, you know, I've had clients that I've sat down with and they've mentioned that, you know, mom passed away. How do we know whether she had life insurance? And that's exactly the issue that you're talking about, because a lot of times I have to tell them, well, do you have any idea what company it could have been through? And if they don't, it's difficult to track down.
That's exactly right, Glenn. That's exactly the scenario we want to avoid. And I'll tell you my history, even prior to being at a large life insurance company. I graduated from graduate school, and my first real job, if you will, was at a multifamily office. And I grew up in a very middle class family, humble beginnings, and the typical American family. And what was very eye opening for me was that my first job out of graduate school was dealing with the ultra affluent. And I got a sense of the resources that the ultra affluent have that most people don't have access to. There are almost two systems out there. And the ultra affluent have advisors and systems to make sure that values and valuables don't get lost. And so it was very much an eye-opening experience for me, and the heart and soul of Legacy Shield and why we started Legacy Shield was to bring those level of resources and tools to the typical family, to the families that we grew up in, to middle America, to be able to offer these tools and resources. And certainly we have very affluent clients or multifamily family office clients using our tools and resources, but we wanted to bring it to middle America as well to make sure that they have access to those same tools and resources. And exactly what you're talking about does not occur, so that you can actually have a life insurance policy or other assets that you don't have to share all the details on today, but in the future when something occurs, on an event, when death occurs, that the beneficiaries all know about the existence of that policy and the plans that we have put into place, that you have put into place, actually comes to fruition.
So one of the things we talk about a lot on this show is leaving a legacy is not just about the assets. It's not just about the money. You know, leaving a legacy of money is actually pretty easy. If you have a pretty large, you know, life insurance, then that'll do it, right? But leaving the legacy of values, what you alluded to, that, you know, a lot of the more affluent families are able to do, that's more challenging. So tell us a little bit about, how does Legacy Shield help to address, you know, leaving a legacy in general? And, you know, what does it consist of? I understand there's, you know, multiple sections of the portal and tools that are available to consumers. Tell us.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Glenn.
Yeah, and in a general framework, tell us about those four sections, and then when we come back from the break, we'll really kind of dig into it more.
Absolutely. So the four sections primarily is allowing a consumer to have a highly secure vault, and all of that is encompassed within My Legacy. We could talk about the specific parts about that. The ability to create an estate plan if you don't have one, financial view to give you a sense of what you have and don't have as far as assets are concerned in one location, and a set of tools and resources around calculators to be able to do proper planning. So those are the four basic building blocks of what we call life's mission control within Legacy Shield.
So we want to explore that more when we come back from the break. We have Michael Babikian from Legacy Shield on with us. And again, thanks for joining us on Remember Me. We'll be back in just a second.
When it's cold outside, warm up with the hottest live local two-way talk, K-Talk Media, 1640 AM.
Peace Legal. We're a refreshingly different type of law firm. Other law firms charge clients by the minute. Sometimes you're afraid to call your lawyer because you're worried about the cost. Not with Peace Legal. You have the option in most cases between hourly billing and flat fee billing. With flat fee billing, you know how much your case will cost up front. One flat fee, no hidden costs, and no charges to speak with your lawyer. We specialize in family law, adoptions, divorce, prenuptial agreements, and enforcement of custody and support orders. We also work with businesses and nonprofits with planning, contracts, and employment issues. We also handle what we call life law matters. These are those cases that arise just by living life, buying a home, rental agreements, power of attorneys, and traffic and DUI matters. We have 5 offices in Orem, Ogden, Salt Lake City, Sandy, and Spanish Fork. Visit us at peacelegal.net. That's peacelegal.net. Or call us at 801-876-LAWS. That's 801-876-5297. Our consultations are free, and we will always work hard for you. Peace Legal. We're a refreshingly different type of law firm.
My name is Allison Johnson, and I'm an attorney with Peace Legal Law Firm. One of the reasons I became an attorney was to help couples with adoptions, and I am passionate about the legal work I do. Some adoptions are relatively straightforward, while others can be very complex. If you are considering an adoption, in the process of adopting, or have adoption-related questions, please don't hesitate to call me. Consultations are free. Please call 801-876-5297 and ask for me, Allison Johnson. That's 801-876-5297. Our website is peacelegal.net.
Hey, this is Stan Ellsworth. Believe it or not, I wrote a book. Yeah, man, it's about the heroes of the American Revolution. Kind of like the motorcycle culture, same mindset and all. You can get yours on Amazon today. So, man, get your Patriot on. Let your spirit of 76 shine loud and proud, baby. Get you some. Renegades and Rebels. That's us, man.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
I'm Glenn Wagstaff. I'm here in the studio with Mike Black, and we're talking with the CEO and co-founder of Legacy Shield. Mike, during the break, you were sharing a story with me. You know, a lot of times what we talk about is leaving a legacy, and it's sometimes it's stuff, sometimes it's stories, sometimes it's, you know, memories, right?
Right. And, you know, there's a whole industry here in Utah. It's about scrapbooking. And my wife and her sisters would get together and they would scrapbook. And in those scrapbooks, they'd take copies, you know, make copies of, you know, important things to them. But they'd write stories, leave pictures. And it was just a whole different thing, you know. And my wife made one for each one of the kids, made one for the family. You know, and it's really interesting the way those things perpetuate because, you know, there are special pictures in there. And they're personal for every one of the kids. And then with the family, it's, you know, got all the kids in there. My wife likes to do kinds of those kinds of things, but to leave those memories, and that's part of her legacy, leaving those. She's very crafty anyway, but, you know, but those kinds of things are something that the kids can remember and go through and look through and remember them. And I think that Michael was saying something about those kinds of things are easy to share, or were they easy to, not hard to share, hard to lose, or something like that. I wanted his TV segments I saw.
So, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times back in the day, it was hard to share those pictures.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, one person in the family gets the copy and everybody else wishes that they had that copy of that picture, right? And nowadays, there's great solutions. So before the break, Michael, you were telling us about the four sections of Legacy Shield and Life's Mission Control is kind of the solution that you offer for clients. And one of those sections really deals with this and leaving, you know, the essence of a family story and pictures and videos and all that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Glenn. My legacy is one of the four pillars within Life's Mission Control. And one of the four sections within my legacy is my life stories. And my life stories is all about values. It's all about preserving the softer side of life, that the stories, that the what makes us us. And it's in almost ebook format, if you will. And when I say ebook, I mean electronic book format, where there are videos and audio clips and things of that nature that can all be captured into chapters of our lives. This is something that the ultra affluent spends a lot of time and resources on. And it is something that when you look back a generation, two generations, those are the things that we cherish much more so than even the hard assets, the money that is passed down from generation to generation. When you think about photos and the like, both of my parents passed away really young. I cherish the photos that I have with them. I cherish those types of things much more so than anything else that was handed down to me. And it's the human condition to feel connected through the generations that really brings that to life.
So, you know, it's interesting because the modern, you know, the technology that we have nowadays allows us to record so much of our lives. And there's audio and video and YouTube and social media. And, you know, you can really capture the essence of somebody nowadays. But a lot of times, all of that, even though it's recorded somewhere, gets lost. Because when somebody dies, again, another part of the portal, what happens to all their digital accounts and digital access? And maybe they had all those pictures on their Walmart, Walgreens, or
Facebook,
you know, whatever accounts. But if they don't have access to those accounts anymore, you just lost it.
It's exactly right, Glenn. And what used to happen a generation ago is that we would print out photos or we would have video clips that we would play. And all of that was done in person, meaning you'd actually go to a person's house and sit down and look through a photo album. Really hard to share, but also really hard to lose. And today, unfortunately, we have a situation where we almost believe we're living a generation ago, and yet in much of our lives, we know we're in the digital age. So we capture everything in digital format, and yet we still somewhat believe that it's hard to lose. And it is incredibly easy to lose. It is incredibly easy to share at the same time, but we don't, if we don't have a way to preserve them, and most importantly, to hand them off to people at the right time. It is all about getting the right information to the right people at the right time. That is the essence of Legacy Shield. And when we talk about the right information, it's all of those rich stories that make us who we are. With the right people, we might want to have micro stories and information. I might not want to leave everything in a vault to everybody. I might want not want to leave every chapter of my life as far as stories to everybody. And at the right time, maybe time-driven today or tomorrow, but more importantly, it may be event-driven. I don't want this information to be able to be shared until I pass away. I have some young kids. They're not capable of absorbing some of that today. So I might structure it where they will be able to interpret that and consume that at the right time.
Yeah, anybody who's had their computer crash and didn't back things up knows how easy it is to lose
that. Absolutely. I had that experience yesterday trying to save a document. I lost it.
Yeah. So Michael, tell us about... in the Legacy Shield portal, if you have all these, you know, important documents and family pictures and stories and digital, you know, accounts and passwords, what's the process then if something happens to you to transfer that to the people who you've designated and make sure that it doesn't happen improperly and it happens when it's supposed to happen?
Yeah, that's a great question, Glenn. Privacy and security is of utmost importance to us. There are a lot of services out there that share things, but maybe overly share them. And so we're very careful about when things are shared. So as a client, you can go into the system, you can set up the kind of triggers, and you set up the people that you want everything to be shared with. And everything you load up within Legacy Shield, you can set up one to multiple recipients. Those are the people that are going to get the information. And then you set up when they will receive that information, time-driven today or tomorrow, or event-driven, meaning it's going to occur on the basis of an event like disability or death or the like. And that's an important aspect, because many of us will believe that, well, I have my photos here or there, and they're safely, securely stored somewhere. The problem is the average person has over 90 credentialed accounts, and people around us can't possibly know the latest and greatest passwords and account login information, much less even the existence of that account. So unfortunately, they just go lost, much like some of the hard assets that we talked about. And so what Legacy Shield does is solve that dilemma by delivering to all those people at the right time when something does occur.
So, you know, it's interesting. I was just thinking about, there was a recent YouTube video that Legacy Shield did that's on the Legacy Shield YouTube channel. But it was for Mother's Day, and it talks about, you know, basically the story of this mother who passes away, and after she's gone, her daughter finds the Legacy Shield vault and all of this information that was left for her, but most importantly, a letter to her from beyond the grave, right, from her mother, basically telling her how proud she is of her and what's important in life. And, you know, those are the things that a lot of times we think our opportunity to influence or to bless the lives of our family and our loved ones ends when we're gone. Not necessarily, right? If we leave things prepared and in place and to be able to transfer it. So, Michael, tell us, you know, if there's any listeners that are wanting to maybe take advantage of some of the solutions through Legacy Shield, how do they get access to be able to work with Legacy Shield or get a vault for themselves?
Absolutely. Contact your advisor, your attorney. We are a service that works with financial service professionals. Again, lawyers and financial service professionals.
We have Michael Babikian from Legacy Shield on with us. And again, thanks for joining us on Remember Me